Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Some
exotic booze. Well, I'm glad you're with us this hour. You know, we went fishing in the last hour. So if you missed that, you want to go to travelers411.com and click on podcasts, and you can download today's show. And for the next 52 weeks, you'll be able to do that. You can go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, and you can click on the show notes and get the archived audio, or go to On Air Quick Links, get the archived audio, and you can listen to it, but you can't download it. But that stays forever and ever and ever. Or you can just go into the search box, and you can put in whatever it is you're looking for. So if you miss the fishing, you're going to want to put in Brandy with a Y, Brandy Miles, who's the captain of Fifth Day, is the name of her charter boat. And she'll be happy to take you out from Destin, Florida. And in the next hour, if everything goes right, we're going to be going off to talk with Sue Badiari, who's the CEO of World Expeditions, based in Sydney, Australia. And we'll have a fine chat with her. Take you world exploring with World Explorations. But this hour, we're going off to Kaboom Town in Addison, Texas. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Opening night at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The BSO under conductor Andras Nelsons performs with special guest Lang Lang on piano, performing Mozart and Tchaikovsky. Friday night, July 6th at 8 p.m. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
I am very happy to have Mary Rosenbleith on the line with me. She's the Director of Public Communications and Interim Special Event Director in Addison, Texas, a place that calls itself Kaboom Town. Want to share with us how that happened?
Well, back in the day when Addison was booming and we had sky cranes all over town, we decided to host a special event, and it only seemed fitting to call it Kaboom because the town was booming.
Uh-huh. And here...
And that was over 30 years ago.
Has that developed into anything like booming fireworks or something?
It has. It's one of the top-rated fireworks shows in the country, and it's all held in a tiny little town of 4.5 square miles.
Wow. Now, where exactly is Addison?
Addison's on the northern edge of Dallas.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, you sit on top of Dallas with all the services and features and benefits that a major city can offer. So
we've got our own services right here in town. Addison actually has 180 restaurants and 24 hotels.
Wow.
We're also home to one of the busiest general aviation airports in the country. So even though we're a small town, we've got a lot going on.
What is that airport?
It's the Addison Airport. It's a small general aviation airport.
Oh, wow. Who flies in there? Southwest and who else?
We don't have any commercial flights. It's all corporate planes that fly in and out of here.
Oh, you rich people, you.
Not me, I wish.
A little bit of luxury going on there, eh?
Absolutely. We're situated right in the Platinum Corridor, so we've got a lot of big corporations that are headquartered right around us, and Addison Airport offers convenience to pretty much anything you'd want to do in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Well, and for anybody that doesn't have a fractional ownership or a lease on a, you know, hours in a plane or one of those cards that lets you, you know, you get a debit card for so many hours and cost you $50,000 or $100,000. But if you're moving enough people around, it'll turn out to be worth your while. If none of that fits your plans, plan on flying into Dallas, I guess, huh?
Absolutely. And Dallas has got two airports. There's Love Field, which is right in Dallas, and then DFW, which is the large international airport.
Where you need
right in between Dallas and Fort Worth.
Where you need roller skates to get from one gate to the next.
That's helpful, for sure.
I'm telling you, that is one big airport. I think it's a mile and a half from gate 20 to gate 32.
Sounds like you've had some experience in our airport.
You have no idea. As a matter of fact, my first class seat was given away to a movie star who I will allow to be nameless because I got to the gate 15 minutes before the flight and 20 minutes before they gave my seat away. But I couldn't move my little chubby legs any faster. So, oh, it was worse than that. I had flown in from Mexico City. Well, it was a connection in Mexico City. I had flown in from Acapulco. A story that I just may tell on another day, if I don't tell it today. But I had flown from Acapulco. I was flying Acapulco, Dallas, Fort Worth, DFW. And what I didn't know, a lot of times your ticket will not say that you're making a stop if there's no change of planes. You know, if you're connecting, but you're not getting off and getting on another plane. So my ticket said Dallas, you know, ACA, Acapulco, DFW, Dallas, Fort Worth. And all of a sudden there we were landing in Mexico City. But we didn't get off the plane. Some people got on. Some other people got off. And then the plane continued to DFW, where I was connecting to Newark, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And when I landed, I said to whoever was the gate person there, are we in a different time zone, or the same time zone as Mexico City? And whatever they answered me led me to believe I had an hour and 20 minutes, when in fact I had 20 minutes. And I stopped to go to the ladies' room and pick up a newspaper and meander my way to the gate, thinking I had well over an hour, when suddenly, when I got to about gate 22, it was in the lane 20 to 32, I think it was, and I'm two gates down and another 10 to go, and they're like half a mile apart, each of these gates,
mm-hmm.
I hear the announcement, final boarding for my flight. So I'm panting, getting a heart attack, like a marathon racer trying to get down to gate 32. And I got there, but it took 5 minutes. And when I got there, they had given away my first class seat. And I was sitting so far in the back of the plane, I might as well have been on the tail. I was a miserable person. I was so unhappy, you have no idea, but I was at least happy I didn't miss my plane. That would have been awful.
At least made it home.
Yeah, but I have to just warn people, you know, if you're going to Dallas Fort Worth Airport, it's a city. It's not. It's a suburb of Dallas.
It is big. It is for sure.
It's enormous. But then you go to the wee tiny town of Addison. Now, how long have you lived there, Mary?
I've been in this area for about 18 years.
Oh well, where'd you live before?
I lived in Buenos Aires for a little while, and I lived in Boston for a few years, lived in Ohio, so I've kind of lived all over.
What took you to Buenos Aires?
My husband had a job opportunity there, and we thought it would be fun to live abroad, and it was. We had a great time. I had a son down there, so I brought back a souvenir with me.
Oh, wow. What years did you live in Buenos Aires?
We were there from 99 to 2000, so just for a year.
Ah. You didn't happen to see a travel agency called Trade Travel on Avenida San Martin.
It does not ring a bell, but it's an awfully big city.
Oh, it is a big city. I'm trying to track down the guy who, and just this last week, I was trying to track him down again. A guy that I knew years ago who not only was the owner of Trade Travel in Buenos Aires, he was also the general sales agent for Best Western Hotels. So if you were in Argentina and you wanted to book a hotel in a Best Western anywhere in the world, it would be going through his travel agency, and his computers were hooked up to Scottsdale, Arizona, to the mainframe of the computers for that company. He was also the general sales agent for American Sightseeing, like Grey Line Tours kind of thing.
It sounds like a good guy to know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, every now and then I need a specific answer to a specific question, and I know exactly who's got that answer, and then the trick becomes finding that person. So
it's all about the resources.
I got it
right?
next week. Next week, I'll have a little more time. I will make a project of finding Jack Hanna. If anybody listening knows Jack and knows the folks at Trade Travel, if they're even still in business, I don't know. I haven't talked to them in years now. It's probably a good 15 years since I spoke to them last. Let me know. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't worry. She's a golden flower of spring. She's a yellow rose in Texas. She can make a man a king.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with 3 islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Mary Rosenbleith. She's the Director of Communications and Interim Special Events Director in Addison, Texas. What's the population of Addison, Texas?
Just under 16,000.
Oh, that's a big place.
Yeah.
What did you tell me? It's 4 square miles or something?
4.5 square miles, yep.
4.5 square miles. I can't picture that. It's small.
It's small. It is.
So that's a fairly decent population size, though.
For a small town. We've got a lot of density, a lot of apartments spread out through the town.
See where I live? There are 35 households per square mile.
Wow.
You would think that I'm in Massachusetts, but I'm in Western Massachusetts up in the mountains.
Ah.
But you would think in this conversation that would be the description of someplace in Texas all sprawled out and whatever. And Addison would be where I was living in terms of size and population, but no. So
no, it's a booming little town.
When was Addison founded?
It was founded in the late 50s. And it's really gotten its reputation because...
Hold on. Stop there. 1850s or 1950s?
No, 1950s.
So this town isn't even 100 years old.
No.
So what makes it special?
I think it's the location. It's on the northern edge of Dallas, and North Texas is growing north. And we are just a very central location.
You've taken over the position of interim special events director, so I'm guessing there's a permanent placement of that position unless you wind up absorbing it forever. What kind of special events are there in Addison?
We host 3 signature events every year. We've got a Taste Addison, which is appropriate since we have 180 restaurants in our town. We host a July 4th celebration called Kaboom Town, and that's always held on the 3rd of July. And then we do an Oktoberfest celebration in September.
Wait a minute. How do you have a July 4th celebration that's always celebrated on July 3rd? What could you people be thinking?
We're thinking that we want people to come out and have a great time and spend the night in one of our 24 hotels. And not have to go to work the next day.
Aha. Now I get it.
We've become trendsetters. There's lots of people in the area that now host their events on the 3rd.
Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. But if people were going to come to something on the 4th, maybe they would come out the night before.
That's our hope, and it seems to be working, judging by the numbers of people that come out for Kaboom Town.
I'm a little nonplussed by the thought process of how you get to celebrate on July. I mean, I get July 3rd celebration, so that if you do, of all places, you'd want to have a backyard barbecue, it's probably in Texas. So maybe people want to be home on July 4th or something. But it just seems odd to me that you wouldn't have the events for celebrating July 4th on July 4th. Pardon me for getting stuck in the mud on this, but it just seems weird to me.
It's genius, though, because we don't compete with all of the other big shows. People can come out and enjoy our show and then see another one the next day.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
You know, in Ireland, having St. Patrick's Day parades is a fairly new thing.
Really?
In fact, yeah. I think the first parade in Dublin was something like 1996 or 5 or something like that. There are a number of towns and cities in Ireland, but not all that many. You can count them on one hand, maybe not more than two hands, that have St. Patrick's Day parades. But when you get to certain places like County Longford, they've got a few towns in County Longford, including the town of Longford. And so they plan their parades by this one's at 10 a.m. and that one's at 1 and this one's at 4 and that one is at 5 or 6 or the day before or the day after. They space them out, and that way they can get all the media people around to all of them. And that's the reason they do it, because there'd be no reason to, you know, each town, it's got its own, you know, scouts and fire department and karate school and whoever it is that's marching in the parade. So it's not the paraders or the, you know, the townspeople. It's more making it convenient so the media, the Longford News and whoever else can get themselves around to all the parades. So, you know, they all get together and plan it that way. But this is kind of a cool idea. So
it's nice to have Kaboom Town on the front page of the Dallas Morning News on July 4th. And that happens a lot.
Well, that's really interesting. In a lot of places, they don't publish on July 4th. They don't publish on any big holiday. They'll publish like a two-day paper or whatever. So Kaboom Town was named Kaboom because of the booming nature since 1950 of the growth and development of this town. But, I mean, I'm a sucker for fireworks and waterfalls have great appeal to me. So you talk to me about either one of those, and you've got my attention. So tell me about the fireworks.
The fireworks is just, the fireworks in and of itself is an amazing show. It's choreographed music. It's simulcast on one of the top stations in Dallas. People can sit around anywhere in North Texas and see our show. But the other thing that I think makes our event so unique is that prior to the fireworks, we have an air show. I think I mentioned we've got an airport in town. And we also have a flight museum that has historic warbirds that all fly. So they do an air show ahead of time. We have skydivers and pyrotechnic pilots and all of that leading up to the actual fireworks show. So it really is a whole afternoon and evening of events before you even get to the fireworks.
What's a pyrotechnic flyer?
Oh, it's a plane that's got fireworks that shoots out the back.
Oh, no.
And they go up at night. Pretty amazing to see.
I've never heard of that. I'm sure there are other places that do it. I've never seen it. I've never heard of it. It would scare the stuffings out of me. I hope that the fireworks are nowhere near the fuel tank of that plane.
No, they are not.
Because that would be one kaboom, I need to say.
We keep them separate.
That would be that would be a really good thing, but that's got to be something. Have a plane going over with fireworks.
It's pretty impressive.
You Texans are wild people.
Go home around here, right?
Sorry.
Go big or go home. That's our motto.
You gotta love Texans. We'll be right back. Don't leave me talking with Mary Rosenbleith about Kaboom Town, Addison, Texas. Don't leave me. Celebrate. Celebrate.
break. There's a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Turn to Lowe's for great deals on all kinds of Father's Day gifts to make Dad summer. Help him cut down on his yard work time with up to 20% off select outdoor power equipment. If you're looking to add a little flavor to his Father's Day, a new grill is just the thing, because now you can get up to 30% off select grills. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/20 while supplies last. See store for details.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you by Malta, where Mediterranean walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, and bustling fishing ports provide visitors with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of baroque living. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm very happy to have on the line with me Mary Rosenbleith. She's the Director of Public Communications and the Interim Special Events Director. In Addison, Texas, also known as Kaboom Town. That is very cool. I'm interested, Mary. You mentioned three things. One, the Taste of Addison. A town that has 180 restaurants. Wow. I wonder if anybody ever counted the number of restaurants in each town in the Berkshires and what the total would be. I'll bet we don't have 180. What do you think?
It's a lot of restaurants.
No, I don't think we have nearly a number like that. I'd love to see all of downtown Pittsfield, Massachusetts become Restaurant Row. One, I mean, we've got Mexican, and we've got Japanese, and we've got Indian, I think. And we've got a couple of hamburger kind of places. And we've got a Malaysian restaurant a block or so off North Street, which is the main street there. But I'd like to see all of North Street, one interesting restaurant after another.
And we have them here. Sometimes people call our main street, which is Beltline. They say it's the Broadway for restaurants. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere because there's a lot of competition.
Well, that's what happens.
A lot of really great restaurants.
When you have a lot of competition, it forces people to be their best. I mean, you don't need a guidebook in New York City. It's pretty hard to get a bad meal in New York City because the last time I looked, and I don't know what the number is today, although I do remember asking Tracy Nearpourant, who has been the chairman of New York Restaurant Week for more than a dozen years. I remember asking him how many restaurants there were in New York City, and I want to say it's like over 30,000 now or something, but the number that stuck in my head years ago was 25,000, so I always feel confident with that. But with that number of restaurants, anything that's not doesn't make people happy cannot stay in business. It just expires, you know, so having a lot of anything forces everybody to be the best they possibly can be.
Absolutely. And now,
so let me ask you a question about your restaurants. I got to ask you a question about your restaurants.
Okay.
I've spent some serious time in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I found in Dallas, which covers a lot of territory because Dallas is just this sprawling, I mean, if you dropped, you know, like in the movie Ghostbusters, if you dropped some slime, it would just, you know, leach out everywhere, you know? Dallas, you just, the earth got dropped and it just went everywhere. No matter where you go, whether you're in the downtown area of Dallas or you are in any of the neighborhoods that are that sprawling city, it's very hard to just find a normal restaurant. I can't ever remember being in a restaurant that was just a restaurant. Every place I've ever been in Dallas had some, like, almost like Walt Disney theme park theme to it that, you know, it was so wonderfully and professionally done, but every one of them had some special theme to it. You just couldn't find a place that was just plain, normal, you know. Is it like that in Addison?
Well, I think a lot of our restaurants have their specialties.
I don't mean specialties in terms of, like, this is Mexican or that's Italian. You know, I mean, you walk in and you think you're in Universal Studios restaurant or Walt Disney restaurant, or, you know, it's like over the top. Everything's over the top. Well, there's that go big or go home story. But
there you go.
But it's always like everything's got a theme to it. Do you have, is that like that in Addison too, or can you just?
I think we certainly have restaurants that are like that, but we've got plenty that are just down home casual restaurants.
Yeah, I've eaten some real good food, not just in Dallas, but in Texas in general. People
like our food.
Oh yeah, people in Texas know how to eat. Although I have to, you know, search for things that aren't real spicy because, you know, I don't want my hair to stand up while I'm eating. So, you know, your chefs tend to, well, what you guys consider mild, I consider wild. So, you know, I have to be a little careful there on what it is I'm ordering, but I could
see that being a problem.
I have had some amazing food in Texas.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed visiting the state. The only thing I don't enjoy about it is how huge it is. You know, I mean, to get from one place to another is a trip. Even in a hotel lobby. I mean,
in the airport.
You know, oh, the airport for sure. I mean, Dallas airport. But I can remember there's a hotel in Houston called the Houstonian.
Mm-hmm.
Love that place. I ran a meeting in Texas. Because I had people coming from California and I had people coming from the East Coast. And I thought, let's pick a place somewhere between Illinois and Texas. And that way, it's either going to be in Chicago, St. Louis, or Dallas, or Houston. So everybody who's coming from the coast is only going halfway instead of having to go the whole way.
At central location.
Yeah, but, you know, it's easier on everybody in terms of time and, you know, stress. And it was a business meeting, so it was like, you know, you arrived there, you were there two nights, and on the third day you left. And I chose the Houstonian Hotel. I had never been there, but I spoke with the management, and I checked the place out, and it really looked like it had everything we needed to serve our needs. I walked into that lobby. They had a fireplace built by the Jolly Green Giant. And they had a sofa in front of that fireplace. I bet you could have had 15 people sit on that sofa. It started at one end of the lobby, and it just kept going. I don't think I've ever seen it.
It doesn't get hot enough in Houston to need a fireplace, or cold enough in Houston to need a fireplace.
Well, they had a big, beautiful stone fireplace. It looked like a big ski lodge. It was gorgeous. I loved that hotel.
Wow.
I don't know if they're still there in business, whatever. I've been back in, my God, almost two decades now. But I love that place. But I felt like a munchkin. I mean, I'm almost 5'10". I'm not little, you know.
Right.
And women don't grow a whole lot taller than me. It's the rare woman that is taller than me. And I walked in and I felt like, I don't know, do you remember Lily Tomlin in the rocking chair?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
That's how I felt. I felt like my feet are not going to touch the floor. Of course they did. It wasn't that high. But it was just so big. I felt like a baby. I mean, just
welcome to Texas.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So how many, you told me how many restaurants there are. How many hotels are in your town?
We've got 24 hotels.
Man, that's decent.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too shabby.
You should go find me three hoteliers, three different lifestyles, something luxurious, upscale,
mm-hmm.
something like, I don't know, it can't be too historic given that you only go back to the 1950s, but maybe there's something that's 1950s themed or something. You know, that is some kind of lifestyle hotel, maybe a resorty kind of a place with a spa or whatever. And then some kind of really charming boutique-y B&B something. And I'd like to get them on the air with me to talk about where you stay, because I might just come your way. And I'm sure there may be people listening in my audience who, you know, like Moses said, let's get the flock out of here and wish to leave Dallas. And go to Addison and check it out, especially as you get closer to 4th of July. And after, I mean, there, you know, you don't have to just be there. I'll bet you do fireworks other times, too, do you?
We don't do a whole lot of fireworks just because we've got the airport. This is Boomtown's the one big occasion. But we do have a big event in September it's an Oktoberfest celebration. It's one of the most authentic celebrations.
Stop, you're killing me.
So that's a fun one to come
Wait a minute. Mary, you're making me crazy. And I'm going to tell you why when we come back from this commercial break. Stay with me, everybody. We got to get into this. Stephanie Abrams here talking with Mary Rosenbleeth, the Director of Public Communications and Interim Special Events Director for Addison, Texas. Don't leave me.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by Dutchess County Tourism, nestled in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, where you'll find every outdoor adventure on land and water. Spas, great shopping, FDR's Presidential Library, the Hyde Park Railroad Station Museum, events and festivals galore, all set on the site of America's early history. For more info, check out DutchessTourism.com.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andrus Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow." You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
Hi, this is Keith Lockhart with an invitation to join me and America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, at Symphony Hall.
This spring, the Boston Pops celebrates American music icon Leonard Bernstein, plus tributes to Disney, Hollywood, and more. The Pops season begins May 9th, so get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Mary Rosenbleith on the line with me, and she's the Director of Public Communications and very much involved in special events that take place in Addison, Texas, a northern town just bordering Dallas. You'd want to fly into Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, International Airport, or Hobby. If you've got your own plane, they've got a regional airport you could bring yourself into. Mary, I want to just check to see if I heard right. You've told me that your July 4th celebration is held on July 3rd, and it sounded to me like you said that another big event in the town of Addison, Texas is Oktoberfest, which you celebrate in September. Did you say that?
I did. It's one of the most authentic Oktoberfest celebrations in the United States.
And how can it be?
Hold
on.
It's the Munich Festival.
Stop.
That's when their start.
Stop. How could Oktoberfest be authentic and celebrated in September?
In Germany, they have their celebrations start in September and go until the first weekend in October. Ours doesn't go that long. Ours is a one-weekend, four-day festival. We kick off the same day that they kick theirs off.
Which is when?
This year, it is September 20th.
See, now, if you told me it was September 27th, I could almost buy it because the 30th ends the month and it's a breezeway into, but typically, Oktoberfest, by its very name, is celebrated in October. That's so crazy. It might work.
It is the most frequently asked question we get about the festival.
Wow.
And we sometimes have people that miss it because they don't know that connection.
Well, I would think, because they're thinking it's going to happen in October. Well, it's September 20. Is that a Friday? I don't have a calendar in front of me.
I don't have my calendar in front of me either. We kick ours off on that Thursday of that weekend.
Thursday of the weekend of, all right, hold on. Let me drag a calendar out here and see what we got. Yes, we're very mechanical. I'm turning pages. September 20th.
Is a
Thursday. So how many does it run?
Our event runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay,
so Germany's event runs 16 days, maybe, into the beginning of October.
So September 20 to 23 are the dates for this event. I already have plans on the 21st of September. I'm going to see a play at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, called Her, spelled H-I-R. Those of you who can't make it to Addison, maybe you want to come find me at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts that day. Otherwise, I might think about coming your way. So what do you do to celebrate drinking beer?
We celebrate drinking beer. We eat a lot of really great German food. We have a three-course meal that you can enjoy that one of our great restaurateurs creates. We have dachshund races and yodeling competitions and German spelling bees. Really just a whole weekend of fun.
Dachshund races?
Dachshund races.
With their little teeny legs?
Mm-hmm, their little legs. We also
that has got to be the funniest thing ever.
It's adorable.
Well, where do they race?
They race around the dance floor and out on the fields. We have different courses for them.
Well,
it's a lot of fun.
I hope people are sitting in stands where they're like bleachers stacked up, because if you got in the second row of a line of people trying to see, you wouldn't be able to see their little bodies.
They're awfully little, but so cute.
Yeah, I had a good friend years ago who her husband was the chief financial officer of Michelin Tires, and she used to fly back and forth from the U.S. to France with their in first class with their two dachshunds, Fuego and Yama.
Great names.
Yeah, they were the couple was French. The dogs were German, and the dogs' names were Spanish. Fire and flames, I'm told. Fuego and Yama. But I couldn't verify that because I speak French, not Spanish. But hey, but I can't. The thought of them racing, that's almost as funny as I want to say it's Carson City, Nevada, does outhouse races. Do you know about that?
I have never heard, but now I'm really intrigued.
All right, so go to sabrams.com. And put in Carson City, Nevada, and you'll get links to interviews I've done with the guy who's the director of tourism or whatever he is out there. Yeah, people build these things that look like outhouses, and they get inside them, and then they run. And they run down the street with their outhouse. Can you imagine? I mean,
it's unique. It's a unique festival idea, for sure.
But you see, Oktoberfest, even with all the drinking, is a bit more dignified. You know,
I mean, a lot of dancing too, and eating.
All that Texas line dancing stuff.
No, we have German polka bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
How cool!
It is. People come out dressed in their lederhosen and their dirndls, and it's really something to see.
I had a dirndl dress that I threw out. I don't know what I could have been thinking. I bought it in Vienna. In a store, like, on the third floor of a building. It wasn't like, you know, a retail shop. Somebody sent me there because I wanted to buy an authentic dirndl dress. And I had one for a year. I'll have to dig out some old pictures of me. But I would wear it. We'd go out to dinner on a Sunday or whatever, and I'd wear my – it was emerald green. And it had a pink apron, and it had all this little black and white floral, like Edelweiss-looking embroidery.
They're works of art.
Yeah, the problem was
they're beautiful.
Anytime I wore it, we went to a restaurant, people would come up to me and want to place their order. So that got to be a bit problematic. I want to tell you, Mary, I had such fun talking with you. Is there a website for your town?
There is. It's addisontexas.net.
ADDISS?
No, one S.
ADDISON. Addison. Texas?
.net. Or you can go to visitaddison.com.
Oh, okay. Visitaddison.com. That works for me. All right, well, you'll find all of that in the show notes at sabrams.com. You can click right through, sabrams.com. Stay with me, everybody. In the next hour, we're going to have some more fun. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.